Welcome to the St. Anne Roman Catholic Podcast, coming to you from Gilbert, Arizona. We pray that God will bless your time as you listen.
I've always been impressed by the directness and simplicity of how St. Mark begins his gospel. The beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. We say it so glibly and so quickly that we might miss the importance of these words. So I want to give them some special emphasis today. What could be more basic to our faith than our belief that Jesus is the Son of God and that everything about him is good news for us? This is one of the things that's unique in our faith and different from all other religions. Moses, Buddha, Muhammad, Confucius are all revered as prophets who spoke for God and taught the path to God. But none of them are honored as God. In the Gospels, Jesus Christ is proclaimed as God. Not just a God, but the God, the only God, one in being with the Father and the Holy Spirit. So St. Mark gets right to the essence of our faith as he begins his gospel. This is the good news of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. This is what Christmas is all about. We'll celebrate the mystery of God made man. This is how one of the Western fathers of the church, Saint Gregory Nazianzen, spoke about the marvel of Jesus' incarnation and nativity. The very Son of God, older than all the ages, the invisible, the incomprehensible, the beginning of beginning, the light of light, the fountain of life and immortality, he takes to himself all that is human except for sin. He was conceived by the Virgin Mary, who had been first prepared in soul and body. He comes forth as God in the human nature he has taken, one being made of two contrary elements, flesh and spirit. Spirit gave divinity. Flesh received it. He who makes rich is made poor. He takes on the poverty of my flesh that I may gain the riches of his divinity. He who is full is made empty. He's emptied for a brief space of his glory that I may share in his fullness. What is this wealth of goodness? What is this mystery that surrounds me? I received the likeness of God, but failed to keep it. He takes on my flesh to bring salvation to the image, immortality to the flesh. The good shepherd who lays down his life for the sheep came in search of the straying sheep to the mountains and hills on which you used to go astray. When he found you, he took you on the shoulders that bore the wood of the cross and led you back to the life of heaven. Christ, the light of all lights, follows John, the lamb that goes before him. The word of God follows the voice in the wilderness. The bridegroom follows the bridegroom's friend who prepares a worthy people for the Lord by cleansing them by water in preparation for the Spirit. Let's therefore prepare the ways of the Lord. Let's make straight the Lord's path. No one will enter into God's kingdom by accident or by default. We must prepare. And now, in Advent, we await. We are waiting for Jesus, who will come to give us, to bring us salvation. Let's make room for him so that when he comes, he may be born in our lives. Amen.
Thank you for listening to the St. Anne Roman Catholic Podcast. For additional podcasts and media, visit us on the web at www.stanneaz.org. Again, that's www.stanneaz.org.